الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. This is our third session on dignity in Islam. So far, after giving the outline of the series of the lectures that we are going to have, we started with explaining the notion of izzah. We refer to different verses of the Quran which establish that izzah is a very important quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tens of verses of the Quran, a stress has been put on Allah being Aziz. And then we said that He is also the source, the origin, the treasure of Izzah. And if anyone is trying to have Izzah, is seeking Izzah, dignity, he should make himself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we started giving the definition of Izzah based on different sources. Today, as we said yesterday, the plan is that we talk about how Allah has extended this izzah, this dignity to His creation. Everyone in this world is looking for izzah, because this is where we come from. It's like, for example, Allah, who is the absolute existence, has given us existence, and we all strive to keep our existence. Allah has given us life. Every person struggles to maintain his life and to improve the quality of his life and to prolong add to the quantity of his life. Allah has given us light, therefore everyone is seeking light. Allah is the source of rahmah. Everyone loves rahmah and tries to receive rahmah. So there is a very natural, essential connection between the qualities of Allah and what we seek. Allah is Aziz, and we all try to get some kind of izzah. We want to be somehow Aziz. But there are two ways. One is the genuine way, and that is to qualify yourself for being given izzah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other way is to cheat. Some people try to be Aziz by cheating. For example, they think by bribing people, they can become Aziz. They think by having power, gangs, I don't know, parties behind them, they can become Aziz. Some people think by associating themselves to those who have power, they can become Aziz. أَيَّبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. So this is cheating. Like, for example, we say, those who get good results in exam, they will be given good opportunities in university or, you know, for job. So some people try to study and get good results. Some people try to cheat. They don't understand by cheating you cannot get anything. Maybe you can deceive some people for some time, but you cannot deceive everyone forever. So we have to look for genuine izzah. The same is with light. Even on the day of judgment, Allah says that when mu'mineen have so much of light that their light goes fast in front of them and on their right side, نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم منافقين. The hypocrites who have no light, they want to cheat, so they say to mu'mineen, انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Look at us, turn your face to us, or let us take your light. But this is not working. They will be said, ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. Go back and seek light behind. So, izza is the same thing. Izza is a quality of perfection that Allah has, and He has put in us that much that we feel the beauty of it, we feel the goodness of it, but we strive to have more, either in a genuine way or by cheating. I want to mention the example of Iblis because it's a very important example, and then we will talk about human beings. The problem with Iblis was that he wanted to have this dignity for himself, but in a way which was not acceptable, which was not moral. He wanted to have a special position with Allah by keeping and bringing everyone down. You know, some people, when they cannot get good results, then they try to misguide other students, give them, for example, wrong reference. You know, they say, tomorrow exam is about this. So that they study a mistaken place, so that they don't get result, so that their result would be more. This is cheating. If there is competition, the competition has to be honest. If you want to be closer to Allah, you cannot do that by bringing others down. So Iblis wanted Izza, wanted greatness, but in a way which was not honest. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagh very beautifully explains in Khutbat Qasi'ah, which is Sermon 192, the example of Iblis. This khutbah is very much explaining the tragedy of Iblis and how we can be also influenced by Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when He informed angels about creation, you know, He said that you should all do sajda, you should prostrate before Adam. He said, "Inni khaliqun basharan min teen, fa iza sawaytuhu wa nafakhtu fihi min ruhi faqa'u lahu sajidin, fa sajada al malaikatu kulluhum ajma'in, ibla Iblis." All the angels did sajda except Iblis. Of course, Iblis was with the angels, but not one of them. But he was very close to them in that position, in that time, in their position. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "اعتراضته الحمية." Pride attacked him. He was attacked by pride. فافتخر على آدم بخلقه. Then he felt that he is better than Adam. Adam is created from clay. I am created from fire. I am better. Not knowing that
the honor of Adam was not coming from clay. The honor was coming from the spirit that Allah gave him. وَتَعَصَّبَ عَلَيْهِ لِأَصْلِهِ Then he felt that he is better. There was arrogance because of his own origin being better than the origin of Adam. Then Imam Ali says, فَعَدُوُّ اللَّهِ إِمَامُ الْمُتَعَصِّبِينَ This enemy of Allah is the leader of mutaassibin, those who are biased, those who are arrogant, those who feel they are the only people who matter. You know, look at the world today. We are suffering from the same problem still today. There are people who are so proud of themselves. They think they have monopoly over everything. They have monopoly over Islam. No one else is Muslim. Everyone else has to be killed. Everyone else has to be wiped out. This is coming from Shaitan. The same problem. Imamul Mutaassibin wa Salaful Mustakbirin. He's the predecessor of all the arrogant. الذي وضع أساس العصبية Shaitan laid the foundation of biasness ونازع الله رداء الجبرية He wanted to take away Jabarut and greatness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala This dress which only fits to Allah He wanted to have it for himself وَدَّرَعَ لِبَاسَ التَّعَزُّز This is very important. تَعَزُّز means you are not aziz, but you want to forcefully become like aziz. You want to pretend that you are aziz. This is the problem. You have nothing valuable, but you want to pretend that I am valuable. Like someone who doesn't know anything, then he acts like ulama. He dresses like ulama. And even, you know, to make sure that no one would have any doubt, he would have longer beard, longer big imama, because he has to somehow, you know, show that I am really alim. So he tries to do something more. وَدَّرَعَ لِبَاسَ التَّعَزُّزِ وَخَلَعَ غِنَاعَ التَّذَلُّلِ and left aside the cover of humbleness. This is the problem of Iblis, and Amirul Mu'minin says this is the foundation of biasness and arrogance. Then Imam says, look at Shaitan and what happened to him. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ كَيْفَ سَقَّرَهُ اللَّهُ بِتَكَبُّرِهِ وَوَضَعَهُ بِتَرَفُعِهِ Don't you see how Allah humiliated him because of his arrogance? Not only he didn't add to his honor, he lost his honor. فَجْعَلَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَدْحُورًا In this world, he is rejected. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ سَعِيرًا And for him, the punishment of hell is prepared. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Amir al-Mu'minin says, if Allah had wished to create Adam from light, he could have created him from light, but Allah decided to create him from clay to test the angels. Then he says, you should get lesson. This is a very important thing. Amirul Mu'minin says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا بِمَا كَانَ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ بِإِبْلِيسِ إِذْ أَحْبَطَ عَمَلَهُ الطَّوِيلِ وَجُهْدَهُ الْجَهِيدِ Take lesson from what Allah did with Iblis despite his long worship, despite his long history of services. وَكَانَ قَدْ عَبَدَ اللَّهِ سِتَّةَ آلَافْ سَنَةً He had worshipped Allah 6,000 years. لا يدرى من سن الدنيا من سن الآخرة. We don't know. Of course, Imam says it's not known. It means people don't know. Was the years of dunya or years of akhirah, which every day is 1,000 years? Why all these ibadat were destroyed? عن كبر ساعة واحدة. Because of arrogance of a short time. Maybe it took few minutes to lose everything. This is the problem of arrogance. Sometimes you see people apparently are good. One pride, one arrogance, one biasness destroy their life, personal life, family life. Sometimes people are living together as a husband and wife for a few decades. Then you see in few minutes, everything becomes upside down. So you cannot be thinking that because alhamdulillah, I have reached the age of 30, 40, 50, 60, everything is going to remain like this. Sometimes there are hidden problems that just waiting for an opportunity to come up. Those problems, hidden problems come. So, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, فَمَنْ ذَا بَعْدَ إِبْلِيسِ يَسْلَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِمِثْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ. Who is in the world that can feel relaxed that I would have the same problem with Iblis, but Allah would not take me into account? Who can think like that? كَلَّا مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ. Look at this beautiful explanation. It's very beautiful. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ لِيُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّ بَشَرًا بِأَمْرٍ أَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنْهَا مَلَكًا. Allah is not going to send someone to heaven with a quality that because of that quality he sent Iblis out of heaven. Iblis, because of arrogance, was asked to leave heaven, which was not, of course, even the best heaven. Then how a person with arrogance be given permission to enter heaven? This is why the Quran says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The next world is for those who don't have even the intention of being superior. They don't want to be arrogant. They don't want to do mischief. And the good end is for the pious. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen continues. We don't have time. Inshallah, you yourself can continue. Sermon 192 about what Iblis did, which deprived him the close position that he had with Allah, being in company of the angels, and how we have to safeguard ourselves. It's very beautiful khutbah. So, one way of seeking dignity is arrogance, ta'azzuz, takabbur. But this is not helping you. This is not leading to any good result. Many people try to do this, but this is not working. Indeed, it's quite opposite. If you want to be in a high position, you have to be humble. The world, this world is made in the way that those who are humble, they will be raised. Those who are arrogant, they will be sent down. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. If someone is humble and acts, behaves, lives like humble people, Allah will raise him. So this is the secret of this world. If you want to go high, you have to be humble. But not just pretending to be humble. You know, sometimes we pretend to be humble. You have to be really humble. Sometimes people, for example, when they speak, you know, in a very polite and humble way about themselves. But this is only to cover the arrogance. You know, sometimes, for example, ulama, when they end the letter, they write al-ahkar. Al-ahkar so-and-so. Means the most humble servant of Allah. The most little servant of Allah, al-ahkar. But sometimes this is written with honesty. Sometimes the same person who writes al-ahkar, he writes this so that people say, mashallah, what a humble person he is, al-ahkar. Indeed, he thinks that he is al-akbar. He thinks that he is the greatest. So you cannot be judging people easily. It's a very complicated issue. Even sometimes we ourselves don't realize. Sometimes we suffer from pride and arrogance and we don't realize. So, one way of seeking dignity, which is false, which is not working, is arrogance, takabbur, ta'azzuz, like Iblis, and like people who follow the path of Iblis. Like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was very arrogant. He was acting not just as a king. He was acting as God. This is the problem, because there is no limit for arrogance. It's not that you would be satisfied with controlling few people or few millions of people or one country or few countries. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah Allah used to say that arrogant powers, if they have full control over the earth, then they look for other planets to control. So if you give them all the continents and all the nations, they will not be satisfied. They want more. Pharaoh was not happy to be a king or ruler. He said, I am God. He expected people to worship him. And he was even saying, Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am your greatest Lord. Even at what situation, he said, Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri. I don't know for you of any other God. So not only he was saying, I am the greatest, he was saying that I am the only one. So he was adding to his claim. This is the path of Iblis. And please don't think this don't apply to us. Don't say, Alhamdulillah, I am not Pharaoh, I am not Namrud. Who knows? If we are put in the position, maybe we are worse. We don't have that power. People don't follow us. You know, if people start following you, then we can see how humble you are. If you have following of people, if millions of people say, whatever you do, we do, whatever you say, we do, then you will see whether you remain humble or not. It's very difficult. The late Imam Khomeini, when he was in Hose teaching, he was very careful not to let any talibe walk behind him. Because, you know, sometimes a great teacher, when he walks, talibe like to follow him. Maybe speaking to him or just follow him to be in his company. But he was not letting anyone to follow him. He was always trying to walk alone. If anyone was going with him, he said, do you have any question? Can I help you? Was waiting, answer to his question, then say, Khuda hafiz. Why? Because hadith says, ma khafiqat an-ni'al, something like this, خلف الرجل إلا وقد حلك. The shoes will not follow any person except that person will be destroyed. If today 4 talabe walk behind me, tomorrow 10 talabe, then later 20, then I think, oh, I am a very important person. If I was not important, why these people, you know, don't go after other people? Then gradually, pride and arrogance get into it. You have to be very careful. We are not put in a test, real test yet. You know, look at some of the people. I don't want to refer to any person or any group. But, you know, there were people who were revolutionary and were in opposition to certain governments. Different parts of the world. I don't want your mind to go to any country. But when they took power, what happened? Some of them remained humble. Some of them just work hard only for power, for money, politics. These were people sitting like you on these carpets in the months of Ramadan. But now some of them are just thinking about power and money, and some are humble. So we are not yet tested. If the test comes, then we will know how many people are going to fail. So one way is arrogance. Another false way is associating yourself with the people who have power and position. This is also not working. As we had in this ayah, that الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Surah Nisa, verse 139. The third way which doesn't work is committing sins. Sometimes people think by not observing Allah's regulations, they can be successful. They can gain power, money, position, respect. And some of them say, inshallah, when we are established and well off, then we do tawbah, then we do good things. But now this is the time that I have to work hard to accumulate some money or power. Then later it will be sorted out. No one by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can gain izzah. Izzah comes from obedience, not from disobedience. If someone gives you an offer of a job, of a business, of a relation, of a friendship, I don't know, anything. If there is a slight act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'asiyah, please don't even think about it. Even thinking about it is wasting your time and energy, let alone accepting. Indeed, we should be so well presented to people that they don't even offer you sinful things. They shouldn't offer you a transaction which involves, for example, usury, riba, or mischief, any kind of facade. Even people should feel embarrassed to talk to you about this. One of the things that mu'minin should do is to behave and to appear in the way that those who have bad intentions go away from them. Because if they come all the way, you know, to you and, you know, whisper to you, then you may get affected. Inshallah, what I will do tomorrow is I will mention how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity for getting real dignity, not this false dignity and honor, which is not really dignity and honor. The real dignity that Allah has given human beings in general and some human beings in particular. We have many beautiful ideas in the Quran about the way Allah has dignified and honored human beings in general or in particular, that inshallah we are going to talk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live a life of dignity and honor in this world and the hereafter. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.